This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a pair of tickets to see comedian Tammy Pescatelli November 30th at Rob's Playhouse Theater. Tickets are on sale now at PlayhouseTix.com. Know her?
Not familiar with her work.
Let's move on then.
That's fine.
Want the trivia question?
Sure.
I think you will get this completely right.
All this pressure.
Maybe you'll miss one. Maybe you'll miss one. Name the 11, I think it's 11 Bills.
A lot already.
To have a 10 rushing touchdown season.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, Cook is there now. All right, he's got 11 total. 10 of them are rushing, right? One receiving.
Correct. 10 in 10 games. He has a chance, incredibly, to set the team record.
What is the team record?
16.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is a big thing that's different about them this year. Like, especially, we talked about it, you know, somewhat the last couple of days and even Sunday night on postgame. And you even mentioned their neutral, you know, their pass rate in this game. They realized they couldn't run it really effectively and stopped. I mean, they did start the game doing that and had a lot of third and longs, like we already talked about today, to dig out of, and they did, to their credit. But they also abandoned it, but still were able to run it down low. Like, they're... Cook is scoring, you know, he's got the one long one against Miami, and they all haven't been goal line, but he's getting a lot of goal line this year. That's very different. So, okay, he's won. Allen last year would have gotten there with 15, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He never had 10 before that, did he?
Nope. Yep. There are two players who've done it twice, but he's not one of them.
Okay. I mean, OJ is obvious. I would say Thurman would have to be on this list.
Thurman's career high was 11.
All right.
Plenty of receiving scores on top of that.
Joe Cribbs?
Yes. 1980. Oh, there is somebody else who's done it twice, so it's 10 guys. It's made it easier for you.
Oh, great.
It's 13 seasons, and three players have done it twice.
How many have I got so far?
OJ, Allen, Cribbs, Cook,
Thurman. Okay.
5. 10 rushing touchdown seasons.
Oh, boy. Well, are we going all the way back? Cookie Gilchrist?
He did it twice.
Okay.
62 and 63. Those were the years, not the touchdowns.
Okay. Wow.
Right? I mean, he was good.
Yeah. He did it twice. It only counts for one, though. He's only one dude. I'm really recently, no, like McDermott era. I don't even think, would McCoy have gotten to 10 ever? I'm reluctant to say him. I don't have one wrong yet. Not that I'm necessarily going to be thrown out here if I get one wrong.
No, we'll keep you.
He's a name that comes to mind, but I don't know. I'm definitely ruling out Singletary didn't do it. He almost never carried the ball down by the goal line. There's no way he's on this list to me. And then there's the years where they had. I wonder if would Antoine Smith be right?
No.
See, I blew it. All right, well, I'll guess McCoy now.
McCoy is right.
Okay.
He really was a workhorse for them. 2016. He was the last player to rush for 10 or more before Allen did it last year. And now Cook has done it already.
Yeah. I should have just guessed him before stumbling my way to Antoine Smith.
Antoine Smith rushed for 12 for the Patriots the year after he left the Bills.
That's too bad. That doesn't qualify for this.
Doesn't count.
He's not a correct answer.
He got to 8 twice for the Bills.
So, I mean, there's a lot of room in here. I mean, could Greg Bell have scored 10 for them?
Did not. I'll get you his. Remember, he had all the rushing touchdown for the Rams. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Where he might have led the league back-to-back years for the Rams. Most he ever had for the Bills was 8. Rushing. This is only rushing.
Someone is probably screaming at their radio, Kenny Davis, so I'll just say Kenny Davis.
No.
But probably not as a backup.
His career high for the Bills was 6.
How bad are the names I'm missing here right now, in your opinion? Are they obvious?
I mean, not exactly.
Yeah. I was really happy about Cribs. I thought of Joe Cribs.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So there's this one friend who always bugs me about Joe Cribs, how great Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cribs was.
I love Joe Cribs. Yeah. I love watching him run.
I got to introduce you to Bad Ronald sometime. We'll be out in the same place somewhere, and we'll have loved to talk to you about Joe Cribs.
Every once in a while, we just end up having a conversation about running backs and styles.
Yeah.
And that's a guy, I watch a lot of old games. I mean, that's 1980. It's not old,
mm-hmm.
but just the high stride, the leg kick with Cribs.
Yeah.
He was really fun to watch. So you've got O.J. Simpson, Josh Allen, Cookie Gilchrist, McCoy 4, Cribs 5, Thurman, and Cook, that's 7. You have another guy here who's done it twice. I'll give you the years.
I want to guess Rob Riddick first.
Correct.
Oh yeah, I'm so happy about Rob Riddick.
That's the one. 88.
So Riddick happy had about 11. Rob Riddick.
He had a touchdown dive over the top. It seemed every week, automatic.
Right. The old Walter Payton over the snowdrift dive that I used to practice at the end of my driveway in the winter. Yeah. Because, I had so much in common. I'm close to being as good as Walter Payton at playing running back in the NFL.
He had 12. Did I say that number? He had 12.
He said 11, I thought.
But it's 12.
12, okay.
In 88. Sorry. At age 31.
Nice. That's Louis Riddick's brother.
Yes.
So I need one more now?
Two more.
Two more. Damn it.
They were teammates.
Ooh. Curtis Brown and Roland Hooks.
No. I believe they were teammates,
I
though.
Believe they were, yeah.
No. More recent.
Sammy Morris and Sean Bryson.
You really have blocked out this era. It's also not Fred and Spiller.
No, I have. No, Travis Henry.
Right.
What an idiot I am.
Henry and McGahee.
McGahee, right. Yeah, you're right. I have.
Yep.
I just... we're on the radio for all of it. And I think it's a blackout zone.
I think Fred Jackson had 9 one year. That's right. And then what would Spiller have ever topped out at? I mean, he had that 6 yards per carry season.
Right, that one year. Yeah.
But when touchdowns,
Fred's turn.
6.
Yeah.
6. That season, they had 1,244 rushing yards and 6 touchdowns and 43 catches. This is when I was not playing fantasy football. Like 10, 12 years ago. This is 2012 in Spiller's case. That's a big year.
Yeah.
1,244, 6 touchdowns and 43 catches, 459 receiving yards and 1,700 yards from scrimmage and 8 touchdowns for Spiller that year with Jackson in his backfield.
Jackson getting his turn, like Chan Gailey would say.
He would get his turns. Yeah. There you go.
It's kind of funny how, I mean, Fred is very much a beloved, like, maybe the most beloved Bill from the drought. He's a beloved all-time Bill. And there was a time in that season where, like, he as much as he was popular, it was like people were mad when Chan Gailey would say, well, it was Fred's turn.
Yeah.
I mean, he only probably said that one time after a game, and we just sort of hung on to it. Like, it's his turn. What are we doing here? Let's all go out for ice cream. What the hell?
Our boss hated that. Remember our boss would come in here at the time, Greg, and be like, what is this business with Fred's turn? He hated that.
Right, right, right. It's weird that Fred is the centerpiece of that, and yet he's so, you know, it's like this moment in time where, I guess any athlete probably has that in their professional career where they're, you know, everything's great, but like, you know, it rains sometimes, and that was some rain on Jackson, I guess, at least from the fans.
Marshawn Lynch had 8. That was his top year for the Bills, and he had double digits for Seattle 4 times rushing. All right. You did fine. I mean, I don't know. It was a lot to expect you to get every name without a mistake. So that was probably too much to ask. Well, clearly it was.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Yeah.
In retrospect, clearly it was. We will talk to Paul Hamilton, not for a while, 6 o'clock with the Sabres playing out west. We did the same thing yesterday, having Paul on at that time. Sabres and Kings, 10:30, so 9:30 pregame. No Tage Thompson tonight for the Sabres. Again, so Paul coming up with us at 6 Eastern. Lines are open for you. We had a lot of interesting calls in the first hour today on just with the bye week here, reflecting on the Bills season so far. Some of, maybe most or all of, most fans' concerns before the season have not been much of a problem. And the whole idea about spreading the ball around more, I mean, they're 9-2. And the conference just looks right for it to be their year. I know some of you are superstitious, but really, like, talking to Sam Monson, other people, if they don't get it this time, right, with what is happening in the AFC, then when? 803-0550 if you want to join us for that conversation. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.